The U.S. House last night passed a bill to exempt diesel generators in rural Alaska from an air quality rule that village utilities say was unworkable for them. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
The bill, sponsored by Senator Dan Sullivan, is now headed to the White House for the president's signature. At issue are the so-called Tier 4 restrictions on particulates in diesel exhaust. The Alaska congressional delegation has tried for years to exempt rural Alaska generators. Mira Kohler, CEO of the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative, says the extra equipment needed to meet the Tier 4 standard makes generators run less efficiently.
Which means that you're using more diesel to get the same amount of electricity.
And Kohler says the filters produce their own waste.
As a result, you have a toxic compound that you can't dispose of in the villages. And, I mean, it was truly an impossible situation.
Kohler says her co-op, which powers 58 communities, has worked around the rule by importing used generators from the lower 48 that were made before 2014 because they didn't have to meet the latest standards.
We're running out of those. There's a limited number of used standby generators that could be pressed into service for rural Alaska.
The Environmental Protection Agency announced this summer that it would exempt rural Alaska, but the rule change hasn't gone into effect yet, and an act of Congress is less vulnerable to lawsuits. The exemption would allow remote Alaska utilities to emit more particulate pollution than power plants elsewhere. But Kohler says the villages her co-op serves aren't trapped in valleys. The emissions dissipate. And anyway, she says, electrical generation produces a relatively small volume.
The heating fuel, which is right in people's homes, they're exposed to much higher emissions from that consumption than they are from the power plant, which typically is some distance from the population center.
In the Western Alaska village of Kangiganak, utility manager Roderick Phillip was delighted to hear of the bill's passage.
So I've been waiting for these tier emission reliefs for Alaska, waiting impatiently.
He's got several older generators. Once the bill becomes law, he'll be able to buy a new one without the Tier 4 equipment. Phillip says the equipment is notorious for breakdowns, which would likely mean flying a technician in from out of state.
It's too high. The cost is too high for rural Alaska utilities.
As for cleaner emissions, Phillip says Kangiganak runs on wind power about half the time. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.